Okay. Kan stumo. So you have a kan, it's stumo, it hasn't been determined yet. Sheporach mimeno goizel la'avir. One of them flew away. Oh, sheporach lebein ha'meisois. It flew in among those that have to be killed, so now that's gone. Basically, it's gone. Oh, shemeisech mehen. And there's a case where one of you can, one of them disappeared, basically. Yigav zug l'sheni. Okay, so you take another one and put it in there. Now, the truth is, this will be by kan mefureshes for that matter also. I mean, if you have a chattis in an oil and the oil dies, you'll take another one for the oil. So the Pasha de Pshad is Enochanami, it goes on both. But the whole rest of the Perek talks about a kan stumo, so it says here also kan stumo. But this was the applied to mefureshes. Some want to say there's a chiddush, and it's by mefureshes, it's Pasha that way, because mefureshes, this is a chattis and this is an oil. They have nothing to do with it. Once I pick them, it's over. So I have a chattis, I have an oil. The oil dies. What's I do with the chattis? I'll take another oil. I could have thought that a kan stumo, since they're linked like that, maybe their destiny is linked forever. You know what I mean? So if one dies, the other has to die also. So that's not true. That far we're not going. Okay. Okay, now starts the arithmetic. Porach lebein akreivos. Meaning, you had a kan stumo, and one of the birds flew into another kan stumo, basically. Posel upoisel echod kineged. It parcels one in the group it's going to. We'll give an example in a second. And it parcels back one from where it came. Shehagoizel ha-poireyach posel u-poisel echot kenegdo. Okay, this, the rest of the pair more or less as examples. But the simplest example, take a simple example like this. You have one kan and one kan. So you have two birds here and two birds here. Okay. So what should have been the din? You'd have been marking four. You'd have been marking four, meaning two kin and four birds. What happens here? One of these, again, these are separate kinim. They've been pinned already. This is layers, this is roch, whatever. You can't mix them like you had before yesterday. One of them goes in here. So now there are three birds here and one bird here, right? One of these three is possible. That's what it means. This bird that flew in here is possible. As the Rosh explains, we can't say it's possible. We don't know which one it is. It's a way of saying that one of these three is no good. Meaning, of these three, I'll only be able to mark with two. And this one, I won't be able to makriv at all. Why? Because I have three birds here, right? Now, you can't... What should I do here? I'll make one a noila, one a chattis. What am I going to do with the third one? Make it a chattis? I can't. Because then I may be taking two chattoyas from those original two. I don't know what's going on anymore. So here I'm limited to one chattis and one noila. Here I can't do anything with this bird. Because its partner is here. This partner may be a chattis, may be an noila. If the partner's a chattis, this has to be an oiler. If the partner's an oiler, it has to be a chattis. So basically, I started with four birds that could have gone on the Mizbeach. You went from here to here. Now only two can go on the Mizbeach. It passes one here and one there. That's the Mish's way of saying that. You went from four to two. Basically, you lost two birds or you lost one kan. And that's going to be the basic idea of this whole pairing. And after that, it's all arithmetic. You plug it into the computer. There's nothing more to do after that. Basically, it means any time a bird goes from one to the other, you lose a kan. And we'll see more examples. Now, that's the simplest example. The Mishnah Beis is the next step example. The Mishnah Gimel, the Tana went to town, boy, with a very complicated example. Let's go. Ketzat. Shtei Noshim. Let's do the example first. I think it's easier before you see the numbers. Let's take the next step. You have two here, meaning two kinim, two kinim, four birds. Four and four birds. So you have four birds on this one, four birds on this one. Now one bird flies from here to there. So now you have five over here and three over there. What's going to be the din? Parcel and parcel. Meaning of the five, you can only mark with four. And of the three, you can only mark with two. Okay, let's just go through the gymnastics here. These five birds, what should I do? What should I have done to start with? Two chattis, two oilers. That's all I can do now. Because I can't make three chatoyas, I might be picking three of the original four. I can't make three oilers, I might be picking three of the original four. So make two and two here. That's what we said before, poisel one, meaning from the five, one. Now, what's back here with the two? With the three, there's three back there. I can only be marked with two, a chatos and an oiler. What am I going to do with that third bird? Make it a chatos. You can see it, there's two ways to look at it. If you make that one a chatos, then you're pinning the one that flew out of there to be an oiler. If an oiler goes in, you'll only be able to take two birds out of this one, because we learned here that if an oiler goes into mix, the maximum you can do is two oilers. That will limit you to two and two. You'll have only four. This way, I'm getting six birds out of here. Or look at it the other way. You can't make it a chatas, because the one that flew in there might already be an oiler. So you went from eight total birds, four and four, now it's five and three. You can only be marking four and two. You lost the khan over there. From eight birds, now only six birds are going on the Mizbeach. Okay? Four and four. Porach mizulazu, poisel echod bahalichosoi, meaning one kan. I have to be careful. Not one bird, one kan. You're passing two birds. From eight that should have gone at the Mizbeach, now go six. Because out of the five, I'll put up four, and out of the three, two. That's poisel kanem. Poisel echod bahalichosoi. Chozar, poisel echod bahazaroso. Now, so again, you have four and four. She jumped over there. So it's three and five. Now one flies from here back to there. Now, if we knew that the one that went here went back, we're back where we started. We don't know that. So we have to deal with all possibilities. What happens now? I'm back to four and four. But how many can it be makriv? How many can I be makriv? The truth is the maximum you can be makriv now is four birds from this whole mess. Let's see. You have four on this side and four on this side. What do you want to do here? Let's talk. One oiler, one chatas, obviously you can do. That's no problem. Let's say you'll take from these four. Now, you can't take three chatoyas out of here because you might be getting three out of four. That you can never do. So let's start that way. Let's take two chatoyas and one oiler over here. Okay? And what can I do on the other side? So I'm taking two chatoyas and one oiler, three birds out of here. What can I do on the other side? I could take an oiler, that's for sure. Because two and two will always clip. But I can't take a chatos. Why? Because now the original four could be three here and one there, three here and one there. So I can't take a total of three chatoyas anywhere. Because I might be taking three chatoyas from the original four. Because the original four is now possibly three on the left and one on the right. So I can't take three chatoyas and I can't take three oilers. The maximum I can do here is two chatoyas and two oilers. Either I could take from one group two chatoyas and an oiler, and then take an oiler from the other group. I can't take a chatos from the other group because I can't take three chatoyas. I might be getting three from the original four. I could take two oilers, that I could do. I'm sorry, I could take one. I took two chattas and one oiler from here. I can't take a chattas from the other group. I could take an oiler. I can't take two oilers, because then I'll come up with three oilers. I can't take three oilers, because I can't take three of anything, because I might be taking three of an original four group. So either I can take from one group two chattoyas and an oiler, and an oiler from the other group, or I can take chattas vi oiler from here, and chattas from oiler from there. But at the end of the day, I can only be makriv four birds. So I just lost another khan. I started off with eight birds I could be makriv. She went from here to here. I cut it down to four and two, six. I lost the khan. When she flies back, now I can only be makriv four birds. Two chatoyas and two oilers. You could split that up however you want. Two chatoyas, an oiler from here, and an oiler from here. Two oilers and a chatas from here, and a chatas from there. But the simplest way is oiler v'chatas, oiler v'chatas. But in point of fact, at the end of the day, after the second trip back, after the return flight of Pan Am 301, whatever was over there, you went down to four. You started with eight, went down to four. You lost two kinim. Again, the rule is, every time a bird flies this way, you lose a khan. Every time a bird flies this way, you lose a khan. Now, it's on the Mishnah, nothing more can happen after that. Back and forth, nothing will change, because we learned yesterday, if I start off with four and four and I just push them all together, I'm going to take four birds. I can always, that's this Mishnah, mechtz al mechtz. Because the worst case scenario, I can take two chattas and two oilers. That's not a problem. So now, any more flights will not affect us. Once you get back to that minimum of eight down to four, nothing more can affect us. So let's see again. Ketzad. Shtei noshim lezu, ushtekinim. I'm sorry. Shtei noshim. Lezu shtekinim, ulzu shtekinim. Four birds and four birds. You'd be able to make eight birds. Porach mizulazu, poisel echod bahalichoso. When she goes from here to here, now you have five and three. You can take four out of here and two out of here. Six, you lost one khan. When she goes back, and now it's 4 and 4, the most I can take is 4 birds. 2 chattas and 2 oilers. Basically, because you can't take 3 of anything, because now you have 4 birds in 2 groups. You can never take out of 4 birds 3 of any one type. Now I don't know where my group is anymore. So I can't take 3 of anything. I'm limited to 2 chattas and 2 oilers, however you want to slice it. Porach v'chozar u'porach. Now she got into the habit. The birds are going back and forth, or it's a different bird. I don't care. Lo hifsid klum. Because even if I take the original 4 and 4 and make one big sandwich, I can take 4, 2 and 2. That's what we had yesterday. Shafilo hein me'uravois ein pochus mishtai. You're never going to be makiv less than half, meaning less than 2 kinim out of 4. Okay, if we have that rule, I mean, you can take it on faith, or you can just do it example after example. It's always going to be that way. When one bird leaves, you're going to lose a kan, and when she comes back, you're going to lose another kan, basically. Every switch of thing loses a kan, because basically, if you start, we into algebra, what are we into here? What are, we get to put this in a lot of ways. If you have X number of birds, and one flies away, you're now limited 2 birds you lost, because you don't know where that other one is. So if it's pinned, you lose its buddy. So by one bird flying away, you lose 2 birds. When she comes back, coming back is like flying another bird. Again, if we knew she was coming back, then we're back to status quo ante. There's no problem. But one bird coming back is like a bird leaving, so you lose another one. Now you have 2 out of place, theoretically. Again, everything could be all right here, but we don't know. It could be 2 birds are misplaced. Once 2 birds are misplaced already, then you got problems with 2 being pinned. Or the marshal. Let's look at it this way. Let's say I have a con and 2 birds go out. I'm going to lose 2 kinim over there. Because now I have 2 birds out there that are pinned to something else. So I can't use their shutef either. So I'm losing 2 birds. Every time a bird leaves a con, I lose a con. Every time a bird goes back, I lose a con. That goes ad bias Mashiach until you get so low that you know, let's say you have 4 birds. At a certain point, you just gonna lose them all because you keep losing. Okay, now. Right. In this case, yeah, okay, but now the Gemara's case, it'll be different. When they're equal. When they're equal, it'll get never below half. But the Gemara's case, they're not equal. We're going to have cases of big and small, and then we can lose everything, you'll see. Then you can lose everything. No, you can. You can. You'll see. The Gemara says, you can. Because if you have enough, by two groups, you're right. But it wasn't in the case of a chain of 7 groups. They can keep losing. That's the next case. Yeah, in 2 groups, you're right. You can never lose, you can never go half unequal, never go the lowest amount in 2, like we had yesterday. But when you have more than 1, 2 groups, you can go all the way down.
3 groups,
right.
Lowest group.
Okay, let's see. No, you're seeing the next worst case, we're going to lose them all. Okay, let's see. Not sure why the arithmetic here. We should be right, but it doesn't come out that way. No. No, because you could have all of them leaving. You can wind up. Okay, let's see how it goes. Now. Okay, this is the famous Mishnah of Kinim. This is what made Kinim famous, this Mishnah. What they have here is, let's see the case. Lezu achas, lezu shtayim, lezu gimel, lezu dalet, lezu hey, lezu vav, lezu zayim. You have 1 kan, 2 kinim, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Which means 2 birds, 4 birds, 6 birds, 8 birds, 10 birds, 12 or 14 birds. Now, what happened here is, in the first trip around, you know my papers there, the first trip, a bird went from 2 to the 4, 1 went 4 to the 6, 6 to the 8, 8 to the 10, 10 to the 12, 12 to the 14. Again, we don't know that's the same bird. If we knew it's the same bird, we have no problems here, really. We only have 1 displacement here. But we don't know what's going on. So basically, at that point, the first trip around, 1 bird has left each of the first 6. seven, nothing happened there because it just got an additional bird. Additional bird's not gonna, additional bird will just stop you from being mocked with that additional one. In other words, you had 14, now you have 15, you still do 7 and 7. You can't do 8 because you might be getting 8 of the original 14. So that's basically not affected. But every other con is affected at that point. In other words, take that first con is finished already. That's the end of the first con. Because that con right now has one bird in it. What are you going to do with it? You pick it as a chatas, that's the end. Now you have an ola loose, and you can't do anything more but oilus and all the other 100 birds. You're finished. So you're not going to do that. Looking at it the other way, there has one bird. Its body is somewhere in the other mess. It may have gone up as an oila. It may have gone up as a chatas. You can't do anything with this bird. So with the first trip around, the first con is finished already. The second con, again, each con will lose one. That's all. You lose one con as the bird goes out. That's all. In other words, the second group had four. Now it has three. Three birds. You can only be a marker of two of them. Because if you're marker, what do you do with that third one? Make it a chatas? Maybe its body is an oiler. Or the other way, if you make it a chatas, you pin the one as the oiler. Once you pin it as an oiler, you're finished. All you can do now is oilers to the end. Every time it leaves, you lose one. So on the first flight this way, you went now down a step. Meaning the first con that had two birds, you can't be makriv. It has one bird, you can't be makriv it. The second con now has three birds, correct? You can only be makriv two of them. The third con had six, and now has five. You can only be makriv four. Because you lose the odd man out, you always lose. So on the first trip this way, you're already down one, which puts the first con at zero. Now, you turn around and she heads back home. Again, we don't know. If it would be the same bird, we'd be okay. They should have tagged the birds here, you know what I mean? But they didn't. So now, you're going back. Now, going back doesn't mean, all it means is a bird is leaving the con. So now a bird is leaving every con, including the seventh one. So now everything has the same number it started as, because she went back. So everything, we're back to 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. But we may be missing two. Theoretically, every con is missing two now. It could have lost one and lost one this way, not replaced. It's replaced by another one. If you're missing two, then you lost another con, because those two you can't be makriv now. And the two matching ones you can't be makriv. So that means now, on the flight back, the first con is finished after the flight this way. The second, after the return flight number one, you've lost two kinim in everyone. Everyone lost two kinim because it lost one on the way out when the bird left, and one on this way out the bird left again. And it could be a different bird. And that bird that was replaced has nothing to do with us because it could be somebody else's bird. So you lose another one when it goes this way. So at the end of the day, you lost two birds in every con except for the seven, because that only had one leaving. It's only on its first trip. So at the end of that day, what you have now is that the two guy is dead. You can't do anything with it. The four guy, you can't do anything with it, because you lost two kinim. When the bird left the first time, the three, you could only be marked with two. Now another one left. It's like from the three, another one left. So if I do, you're going to get stuck with another bird. So basically, in the four one, you can't be marked with anything, because you lose two kinim. Every, like we said before, one this way and one this way. So the four guy is down to zero now. The six guy is down to two. He loses two kinim. Everybody loses two kinim. The eight guy is down to four. The 10 guy is down to six. The 12 guy is down to eight. The 14 guy only lost one con, because he only lost one bird. He's down to 12. Let's breathe now. L'zu achas, l'shtayim, l'zu gimel, l'zu dal, l'zu hei, l'zu vav, l'zu vzayin. Korach min rishayna, l'shniya, l'shlishis, l'viyas, chamish, l'shish, l'shviz. V'chozar. And then full circuit back. So now we're back where we started. Everybody is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, but there have been two changes here. Poisel echad ba'alichoso, v'echad ba'chazaroso. You lose one con when this bird leaves, and one con when this bird leaves. In other words, yeah, so what do you have? Harishayin of Ashniya Einlem Klum. You lose two kinim. The first one started with one con. He's down to minus one. He's out. The second one started with two kinim, four birds. You lose two kinim. He can't be makriv of anything. It's very simple, because look at that second guy. Had four birds to start with, has four birds now. Theoretically, has only two of its original birds. So what are you going to do with them? You can't do them, because if two are there and two are outside, You're pinning, by doing that, you're pinning its two bodies. That's going to mess up the whole system. Or look at it the other way. Its two bodies may have been pinned in another thing, so you can't do anything. And that's happened twice. Hashlishis had six, Yeshla is down to two. Horavius Yeshla Shtai went from 8 to 4. Hachamishis went from 10, Yeshla 6. Hashishis went from 12 to 8, Yeshla Arba. Hashviyas Yeshla Shesh. Because the seventh one only lost one bird, one cat. It only had one bird leaving it. So it now has 14, you can be marked with 12. Now, you have a problem here. There's one problem here that you have to know. When we say that when a bird leaves, you lose a can, that's why. That's because the body that left out may go up as a chatas anoyla, so that messes up its body that's back in the can. But that's only if the bird is going somewhere that's going to go on the Mizbeach. If the bird flies away to the moon, you don't lose anything. You're not going to lose it. Now here, the bird that went from the three guy to the two guy, that bird is not going on the Mizbeach. It's not getting pinned anyway, because we're telling you that the first and the second, nothing's going up on the Mizbeach. So it's basically going Lamesis. Something that goes Lamesis, you shouldn't passel back. There's no reason to passel it. What are you worried about? You make this a chatas, its body will be pinned as an oilo. It's going to the garbage anyway. What's afkamina? If a bird, these problems are always when the bird flies from here to here. So since this one will be a chatas here, it knocks out its body back here. But if this one's going to the garbage, what's the difference? So once you say that the first and second just drop down a zero on the first round trip, so that then the third shouldn't drop down that second time, because when it goes this way, okay, when it's going this way, it's going nowhere. Zonger Rishonim, Taisa Yuma, and Rishonim here, Enochanam, it's a gzeira. This mission is confusing enough, but at least this way we can make a rule. Every time it goes this way, you lose one. Every time it goes this way, you lose one. If we're going to start being technical here, it's every time it goes this way, you lose one. Every time you go this way, up to a certain point, you lose one. It's going to get too messy. So they made a gzeira so that we can make a blanket statement, which is confusing enough, that every time a bird goes this way, you lose one. And every time a bird goes this way, you lose one. So on a complete round trip, you lose two. Okay, so we're now down to 0-0. This is from 7 years ago, the last time I tried to teach this. You need an overhead projector for this, you know what I mean? I'm going to do. Okay, so we're now down to 0-0-2-4-6-8-12. Now the bird gets nervous again. It's going to knock a round trip. So she starts again. All the way and all the way back. So again, on this trip, you're going to lose one con. So we're going to go down now. That third one, which had only one con, two, is going to go down to zero. The next one's going to go down to two. The next one to four. I'm sorry. The next one to two. Next one to six. The last one won't be affected, because the last one does not affect it on this trip. Then she goes back, goes down again, because she can lose another two kinim. So what do we have? The first and second were already at zero. They're at zero. The third guy was at one kan. He goes down to zero. The fourth guy was at two kinim. He goes down to zero. The fifth guy was at six kinim. He goes down to one kan. The sixth guy was at eight. He went from 12 to eight. Now he goes down to four. The fourth, seven guy goes down to, he went down to 12. Now he goes down to 10. He goes down only one shot. Who before were at one kan and two kinim. Okay, they go down to zero. All that's left now is a chamishis, who started with 10, is now down to two. Because it lost in two round trips, it lost four kinim. So it went from 10 to 2. Six went from 12 to 4. Yeshlo shtayim. Shviyas lost only two, because the Shviyas only loses one on every round trip, because it's only one out. She's down to 5. Now again, we have the same problem here, because you're telling me Chamishas lost, Shishas lost. Chamishas is flying into Revias. Revias is flying to Shlishas, which is Noah's land. Again, it's that same Gzeira. We just wanted it for uniformity, to be able to say that you lose one on the flight to Israel and one on the flight back home. Okay, so we're now that the first four kinim, first four sets are gone. The fifth set was down to one kan, the sixth set was down to two kinim, and the seventh set was still at five kinim. One more trip, and now it's going to wipe everybody out, because number five has only one kan, number six has two kinim. So on a complete circuit, you lose two kinim. So five and six go down to twos, and seven goes from five down to four again. Now here you have to be careful. Let's hold on a second. Baruch calls it poisel noramol poisel lever galos goes back to Rosso. Hakamiza, she's saying lemplum, you're out. Hashvi is yeshlo arba. Why? She goes down one from five. She went down from seven to six in the first circuit, to five in the second circuit, and to four in the third circuit. Yeah, but here you have to be careful, because here the truth is, here everything is wiped out. There's only one con affected by the third, meaning the seventh is the only one left, right? The seventh is flying into complete wipeout. Everything past the seventh is a zero. Here one kutaina, you should, now again, when you fly into zero, you really shouldn't lose a con. There's no reason to lose it. Elo, we made a gzera. At this point, there's a tzad to say you shouldn't make the gzera, because there's nothing to get confused anymore. At this point, it's like having kinim, and one bird flies away and gets killed. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't apostle anybody. That's basically what's happening here. When you still have the chain, so you have a gzera to make. Here, one kataina, you don't make a gzera anymore. What's the gzera now? You have number, this guy here with 14, and those birds are flying to nowhere. That's what's absolutely not. There's nothing left on the table at this point. That's the next man d'omar. The yeshayim hashvi is lo hafsid klum. The seventh remains with five. She doesn't lose anything on the last trip. Either because you could say there's no need to make a gzera now, it's all over. Or some, the Mefarish puts it, that the gzera we really made was always return flight or to this flight. Since you're always losing on this flight, we want you to lose on this flight. On this flight you're going nowhere. We made a gzera, return flight or to this flight. But in the seventh you never lose. There is no this flight. There's only the return flight. So there's no market for Xavier. Okay, that's this machlokes tanoim. Bekitzur, so the first Tana goes, he didn't want it, you know, to spend 6 years on this mission, just four. So he made a basic rule. You lose one con every time you go this way. You lose one con every time you go this way. Even though it doesn't always make sense. Because once in a chain, you get down to zero, the bird is going nowhere. There's no reason to lose a con when a bird goes nowhere. That, we said, we wanted a uniform rule. If you lose one this way, you lose one that way. The last time it says, no, that this fluky case over here, where you have a chain, and at this point the whole chain has disappeared, and you're down to one group of birds, there's no gzeira anymore to make. That's like saying you have a group of birds and one flew away into the garbage can. That's not going to affect one back there. It's a good question. You'd have one more con always in that last one, in the next to the last one, so to speak. Because the one that's going into nothing, you wouldn't lose that second con. Oh, that's his din. You remain with five. That he says, you remain with five. I'm sorry, no, again? After this whole story. After this whole story, without the five now. In the yeshua, without the five. There's 14 birds, and we can be marked with 10 of them. That's what this yeshua is saying. Okay, now what happened? Another bird flew in there. No, that bird, the one that comes in, you always can never be marked. But it's one that's going out. Going in never passes. Going in passes itself, so to speak. I have 14 birds, right? It doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter. Flies out to where? Oh, you still remain five. What's the problem? Why should you lose one? Why not? You just take any five pairs. Any five pairs. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? The problem when it flies out is because since it'll be a chatos there, I don't know what to do with its body over here. But what's the difference? It has no body. Okay, this is what made Keenan famous or infamous, depending how you go. That book is rather not bad. It's not bad. I bought it for my kids then. It's that's helpful. They have very nice pictures of birds there. No, I like the way he draws the birds. It's nice. No, it's very good. He makes the charts. Very good. Very good. And he has review questions. Very good. Keep you on your toes. After the Mishnah, he gives you these questions. And this one four, this one three. It's a good Zach over there. Okay, now. Now, one thing we have to say, we have to be careful. I skipped over one point here. Let's say after the first circuit, right? So we said after the first circuit, that first two is gone. You can't do anything with that first two. Right? The second one's gone also after the first circuit. Yeah, after the first circuit, the first two are gone already because you lost two. Now it starts again. Now we have to be careful. We know the din over here that if a bird that's a mesis has a din of being mace, it's mixed in with a million others, they're all mace. That's the end of the story. That we had a mission over here. If you have one bird that's din is the goal of miso, and it mixes in even with a million other birds, they will go lamisa. You don't make any more cheshbonis. Because you have one bird in there that's lamisa, and it's not bottle. So I have to be careful. What do you mean on the second circuit? On the second circuit, it should all be over. Because one bird is going from one to two, and then from two to three. So that means in three, you may have a bird from one. For that matter, it might be in four, might be in five, might be in six. That bird is lamisa. All the six birds, two here and four here, are now lamisa after the first circuit. That's the Mishnah says, right? So now travel, they kill everything. There's nothing left to do. Any one of those six birds that goes anywhere else, 10 million birds, all of them are lamisa. So what is the Mishnah talking about here? That should end it right there. So they learn, you have to learn, that in the second circuit, it didn't start with the first one. In other words, the first circuit was from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 and back. The second trip started at 3. 3 to 4, 4 to 5. Because once they go out, they're out. And if they get involved, then the mission is easy. We have no more computations to make. If there's a tzad here that there's a bird, meso, anywhere, everything's lamisa. There's no more cheshbonis to make. So you have to learn now that in the second circuit started at 3. The birds from 1 and 2, I put on the side because they're going to kill everything. And after the second circuit, I put on the side 3 and 4 also because they went to 0. After the second circuit, Shlisha Revi is also Ein Lahem Klum. So now if anything comes out of 1, 2, 3, or 4, that will end the discussion. So you have to learn on the third circuit, it went from 5 to 6 to 7 and back. Okay. Unless you want to get complicated. The Rosh Hashanah is different, but Kipshuta will go that way. Why is that? Because if one will come from one, that's a meso. And any meso that comes in, even on the possibility, kills everything. Does like the Mishnah. V'imporach min ha-meso is the Mishnah now putting in that parenthesis. Don't make a mistake before. When I said on the second circuit it went, I mean it went from 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 and back. But not from 1 and 2. Because 1 and 2 are mesos. V'imporach min ha-mesos, l'kulon, are kulon yomusu. Would be much easier because then it simplifies life. Once you get a possible meso, that's the end of the computation sin. Okay, you've seen the worst of kingdom. There's one more yet. It's a very similar thing. I mean, because the next parak, this parak tells us what you should do. The next parak tells about the klotz the koyin who didn't bother asking what to do, and he just took all 14 birds and put them up. Then we have to figure out what's the fallout if he took. Here you have rules what to do. You can only put up this such an inch. But he went straight ahead, took them all and put them up. So that's going to be, that's the next paragraph. What? How do you figure out now when he didn't listen to us and he did it already, how many of those birds are kosher and how many of these are possible at the end of the day? Okay. Okay, now you can breathe and see what else. Kan stuma v'kan mefureshes. You have a stuma here and a mefureshes, meaning this is chatasoy, pinned. But again, we don't know which is which. Obviously, we know which is which. Life is always easier. Now we have a chatasoy. Okay. Porach min hastuma la mefureshes. Okay. That's basically porach alamesis. Because now, these three birds here, you have to kill them all. Because one's a chatas, one's an oil, and one's a question mark. So we can't do anything. So this one, that's the first mission we had. If you have a kan stuma, and one of its birds flies away, la ben amesis, so you buy another bird, that's all. It flew back from here to there, right? Okay, now you have to kill all the birds because now the kind that originally had two mefureshes, that goes lamisa because one's a chatz, one's an oila. A bird came from the stuma to there and went back. Again, we don't know if it's the same bird. So for now, all we know in this stuma, we have a bird unidentified that's a chatz or an oila. So we got to kill them all. Or the case was the other way. It didn't go from the stuma to the mefureshes. It went from the mefureshes to the stuma. Then of course all are dead because the stuma has the mefureshes has a chatos and an oila pinned. One of them went into the stuma. So now in the stuma I have two unpinned birds and one that's pinned, but I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is. So you have to kill all the birds. Cool on your moose. This is not a perek for the animal rights people. That's definitely true. We're killing birds like crazy. Chatas mikan, v'oila mikan. You have a bunch of chatoyas over here, and a bunch of oilas over here, okay? Make the chatas on the right, and the oilas on the left. Ustuma b'emtza, right in the middle, sitting an innocent kan stuma. Porach mino emtsu l'tzdod. Mechod heiloch ve'echod heiloch. One bird flew into the chatasin. One bird flew into the oilus. So no problem. What's the difference? Of those two, I had to make one a chatos, one an oilus. I don't know where they are. What's the difference? I say, the one that flew into the chatos is a chatos. The one that flew into the oilus, I don't lose anything. Loi hifsid klum. Hello? Yema. Zeshuol ha-chetzal chatoyis, chatos. Zeshuol ha-zeilus, oilus. Okay, now you're in trouble. Chos aliemtsa. So now we have on the right a big bunch of chatoyis, on the left a big bunch of oilus, and the middle empty can. Flies back. One from the chatas world, and one from the oiler world, back into the middle. So now I have a khan in the middle with two birds. One's a chatas, one's an oiler. I don't know who's who. So if I say it's Pasha, those two you're going to have to kill. That's it. So the two on the right is chatas. The left is oiler. The one in the middle is two birds. I don't know what to do with them. The chatas on the right, the oilers on the left are not affected. They got one new member, and then they lost the member. So what? They go chattas, they go oilers. The two in the middle, one's a chattas, one's an oiler, but we don't know who's who. Okay, that's a simple din. I'm a forecher. We don't know who's who. We kill the birds. Chozar, the next two words take out. The most of them take them out. Chozar mino emtsul etzdodim. Okay, now you got a big problem on your hands. You got it here. We started off chattas on the right, oiler on the left. In the middle with two, stuma undetermined. One flew to the right, one flew to the left. So now we have all chattas on the right, all oilers on the left, and an empty can in the middle. Now one came from the right and one from the left into the middle. So those two are chattas and oilers mushed up. We don't know who's who, they get killed. Before we kill them, one of them flies into the chattas, one of them flies into the oilers, but I don't know which is which. Now it's cool on your musu, because this may be all chattas, but it also might be 100 chattas with one oiler. This might be 100 oilers, it might be 99 oilers with one chattas. That's our standard case. That's your musu. All right, cool on your musu. Ain mevi'in. Now, this is a question: what this mishnah is doing here? It really belongs. We didn't finish the cheshbon. It seems that the gemara comes in with a mishnah comes with a side point there. It's busy. What it's doing is a little out of order. But anyway, we keep on saying you got to bring a kan. I was like, you're led. She has to bring a kan. A chatas and an oiler. What can you bring? Either toirim. Those are the big pigeons. Or b'nei. Those are the little pigeons. Doves. That's what they are. I don't know. Right? Either b'nei. Can you bring one tor and one b'nei? Zog the mishnah no. Ain mevi'in toirim can neged b'nei. A woman has to bring two birds, chatzalish, has to bring two bnei yainas or two tyrants. That's her choice. But she can't bring the chatos hator and the oila ben yaina. Why is not so clear? The Rosh seems to say that Rosh Pshat in the Pasuk. Because it says shnei tyrant or shnei bnei yaina. Echo the chatos, echo the oila. Seems to understand that's the Pasuk of Pshat in the Pasuk. Either you bring shnei bnei yaina or shnei tyrant. It's not clear where that marker is for that. Okay, it's that. Oh. So now, promise me, what if she messed up? She brought her chatos, a tor. Then she brought her oila, a ben yoida. Okay, she messed up. So what should she do? So they're simple. The oila shot. She's going to have to go buy another tor to bring as the oila. Okay? Ketzat. Ho'isha she'viya chatos, a tor. Voilosa ben yoina. Tichboil v'tovi oilosa tor. Go bring another oiler. That oiler doesn't count. And bring another oiler, a tor, to match the chatos that you brought a tor. Okay? Now, that's simple. She brought the chatos first, as she's supposed to do. What are we saying? You have to match your oiler to your chatos. You didn't. You got to bring another one. Okay, that's simple. What about the other way around? She brought her oiler first. She shouldn't have. Those are them. Chatos kedemus lioiler and zvochim. It's always that way. Even though in the parshas Yoldis it says oiler before chatos, but they all say that's a mikro, whatever that means. It's only for the posuk for some reason. But you have to bring the chatos. She didn't. Good, she didn't. She brought an oiler as a tor, right? And she brought then a chatos as a ben yoina. Which one does she have to replace? Here we have a machloikis. The Tanakhama says the chatos is the ikar. Because it says the Torah is coming under echod chatos echod loyla lachape. You see, the kaveh is the machape, meaning the chatos. So what happened there? She brought a tor as an oilo, she shouldn't have, and then she brought a benyoin as a chatos. What should she do now? She should bring a benyoin as an oilo. Her oilo is no good. Oilosa tor chatosa benyoina tichbo v'tovi oilosa benyoina. You have to match, like we said before, oiter chat. So benaz I know. Here, it doesn't go by, it goes by the first one. That's the machlokes. So again, the first case, she brought her chatos first like she's supposed to. So everybody will agree, you have to match your oila to your chatos. Here, she brought her oila first. Zogen kachomim, you still, you got to match the oila to the chatos. Ben Yonah says, no, you match the second to the first. So here, since you brought the Oila Tor, and Ben Yonah Chatos, the Chatos is no good, so you're going to have to replace her Chatos. Ben Azayom Holchim Achar Horisha. Now, this is a very important Mishnah of a side point. It says here she brought her Oila first, right? It's clear in this Mishnah, you got into trouble because she messed up. But then what if she had brought properly a Chatos? Sounds like everything would be fine. Ah, you can't bring a Chai Oila before a Chatos. You have to be chatos first. What's the discussion here? The oiler's no good because it's broke for chatos. That's not what's going on over here. She has had to match it. But I mean, forget, even according to Ben Azai, Lemaisa, you remain that way. You replace the chatos. So the older Shem is a very important mission. You see from here that this din, that the chatos has to come for the oiler, is only lechatchil. It's not, doesn't pass. It's only a lechatchil. If you have a din of a chatos to the oiler, you're supposed to bring the chatos first. But if you didn't, it goes through. If she messed up, so no hashmus. She brought her chatos. Before she could bring her oila, she died. Her children bring the oila. Why not? I mean, the oila is a doiran. It could be in the dova. They bring it. This is a machloekes. You probably came across it. We're talking where she left, where she was mafresh or not. If some learn that it's only where she was already mafresh, the korb, because if she died without being mafresh, then it's shibud al avdarais. There's no shibud on the children. The one who holds shibud al avdarais holds that even if she wasn't mafresh, she dies, her nechosu and meshubodim to the oil have to bring it. But what about the other way? Oilosa, she brought her oila, and then she died. Should the children bring the chatos? Avadanat, that we know. That's chatos sheneskapu balea. That chatos is worthless. Lo yaviu yarshin chatoso. Because ain't kapor lemeisa. Now here again they prove, you see? What happened there? She brought her oila, she died. The shaila, should the kids bring the chatos? Had she lived, it sounds clear in the Mishnah, she would bring the chatos. Ah, she brought the oila before the chatos? You're not supposed to. Right, you're not supposed to. But it doesn't passel b'dievet. Okay, it's all downhill from here.